in my soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord out there in radio land. Praise the Lord. This is Johnson Lee and Luella coming to you one more time, one more time. We are coming to you one more time with nothing but the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for this radio station, KAYT 88.1. Praise the Lord. We praying. Father, your name, Jesus, we thank you for another broadcast this Saturday morning, Lord. We ask you to move on your people everywhere, Lord. Lord, so many saints are sick and afflicted, Lord, and going through so many different things, Lord. Ah, leave the healing, Lord, and send the word, you said. You told me I could send the word, and the word will heal, Lord. And I bind the devil, I bind him, Lord. On everything you're trying to do, I come against him, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I said one time, I'm going to say it again. 2026, it will be fixed, Lord. And then the blessed Lord. Let them hear that word and believe what the word says. Hallelujah. And let it prick their heart, Lord. Let them believe it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for being again. Thank the Lord for my wife. Praise the Lord. She finna bring the word. She ready. And we're going to turn her loose and say, praise the Lord. Preach, baby. Preach.
Amen. I'm reading from Revelation 22, verse 11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. Mm-hmm. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my word is with me, to give every man according as his word shall be. My subject is, what will you be doing when Jesus comes?
Amen.
Thank you. What will you be doing when Jesus comes?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be somewhere preaching when he comes. I'm going to be somewhere breaking our soul salvation out when he comes. Some people going to be out there back line, talking about the pastor wire, talking about the preacher, talking about the saints. You know, it's time to be saved. Get baptized in your name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence, spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Walk holy, talk holy. Jesus said, be holy. He's the Holy God. There's no other way but being holy and sanctified. God told me to tell my people. He said, tell them he's coming. Take on his name. Get baptized in his name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence, speaking in tongues. Walk holy, talk holy. Take off those earrings. Take off that makeup.
Jesus,
take
Jesus,
off
Jesus.
That lipstick. Stop cutting your hair. Stop dying your hair.
To Jesus.
Put on a slip. Walk around with no slip on. Cover up your bosom.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Cover up your feet looking like a Jezebel. God said, be holy. I'm going to be holy. What will you be doing when Jesus comes? I tell you, God, I'm going to be somewhere doing what God had me to do. I'm going to be preaching. I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be tell people how to get saved. Talking to our children, tell them they got to be saved. It's time to be saved. God is calling for holiness. He's holding a hell. I love Jesus, and I love him.
Yes, Lord.
I appreciate it. I thank him for everything. He already done what he finna do. I thank him how he keep on blessing me in my home over and over. He keep on blessing us. I thank him for all the many blessings.
Here you go.
Oh, taste and see that my God is good. He's good every day. I love him, and I won't take it back. I love him more and more every day. God been good to me. What will you be doing when Jesus comes?
Huh?
I tell you, it's time to do what Jesus told you. It's time to do like the Bible says. Walk holy, talk holy, be holy. He's the holy God.
Amen.
There's no other way but being holy and sanctified.
Yes.
I love Jesus, and I thank God for a saved, sanctified hub.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I know that he's saved.
Preacher,
hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to know that your hub is saved. I know he's saved.
Amen.
I know God called me to preach this word.
Amen.
And I'm going to do everything that he said.
Preacher.
What will you be doing when Jesus comes?
That's it, girl.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What will you be doing? Will you be lying? Shacking, backbiting, lying, whoremongers. Thank drugs, alcohol, drug addicts, a prostitute, and doing everything not like God.
Mm-hmm.
God said, be holy. We got to be holy, men and women of God. I love him. I love him. Hallelujah.
God Almighty Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. What would you be doing when Jesus come? Praise the Lord. I had a phrase I asked you some years ago. If Jesus come knock on your door, we have to wait 10 to 15 minutes before you let him in. Or could you just swing the door and say, come on in, Jesus. Hallelujah. When they knock on your front door, do you have to put things, cut things off or hide things or get rid of that man don't supposed to be there? Could God Almighty stop doing what you're doing and have him waiting out there? Could you let him in? That's how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be ready any time and every time. For Jesus, what will you be doing when Jesus come? Will you still be preaching a lie? And hallelujah, will you still be hypocritical and going through the motion? Will you still be dressing like hot mamas and Hoosier mamas and pimp daddies? Good God Almighty, will you still be pregnant, homosexual, lesbian, LYPUQ? Will you still be in witchcraft? Thank you, Jesus. What would you be doing when Jesus come? One thing about it, you ain't going to have change to get ready. When death hit, it gonna hit the. You won't have chain to get ready. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What will you be doing when Jesus come? Or will you be praying and traveling like me and my wife and preaching all over the country and telling men and women everywhere you got to repent of your sins and get baptized in Jesus' name and get filled with the Holy Ghost and live right a sanctified holy life every day of your life. What will you be doing when Jesus come? Will you be on your knees praying? Will you be on a fast? Will you be reading your Bible? When Jesus come, what will you be doing when Jesus come? Would you be on the floor dancing and praising the Lord and shouting and giving him glory? What will you be doing when Jesus come? Will you be a witness? Because we ain't nothing but a witness. I don't care what your title. I don't care how many DDs you got behind your name. I don't care how many schools you've been to. I don't care how many seminaries or cemeteries you've been through. We just plain witnesses. We are witnesses for Jesus. That's why Jesus said over in Matthew 5th chapter, let your light shine, that men may see your good work, good God Almighty, and glorify the Father, which is heaven. What were you doing, women, when Jesus come? Will you be painting up a decking down, a cutting your hair, putting on the wrong thing? Oh, man, what will you be doing when Jesus come? Will you be, hallelujah, going to the wrong house, in the wrong bedroom, with the wrong woman? Will you be, one thing about death, it'll catch you. For his punishment, said the Bible, under me want to die. But after death, judgment, one thing about it, when death come, you won't have time to get it right. You got to get it right over him. That's why it's so important that you live holy, that you walk holy in Jesus' name. It's so important that you do what the Bible said. For the Bible said, hell and 1 Thessalonians 4 and 15, hallelujah. God going to send from heaven with a mighty shout, with the voice of an angel. Good God Almighty. Ah! And blow that trumpet. They're going to blow that trumpet, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The one that died holy. They're going to rise first. The one that died sanctified. Filled with the Holy Ghost, the one that died had been baptized in Jesus' name, and thou shalt not, the one that died, walk out. I'm finna say something, and I know y'all ain't gonna agree with me, but you got to live perfect. Shalt not, perfect just mean complete. Perfect just mean blameless. Perfect just mean hella mature. You got to be perfect, because Jesus said in the 5th chapter of Matthew, and the 48th verse, be ye perfect, for the Father, I'm perfect. And you got to walk perfect. Pashat now. Perfect. Thank you, Jesus. Behashat. Perfect. Without a blemish, a regular blemish. Perfect. Mean you're doing right. Yeah. If you ever go somewhere, hear the preacher say, I don't dot every I across every T. Walk out and leave him, because he's not of God. He's a false prophet. He's a hypocrite. He's a false apostle. Good God Almighty, Shatana, Ikananaboshana. But if Jesus said, many false prophets gonna rise, they already him. Many antichrists gonna rise, they already him, saying everything, every doing everything. They're not God. Hallelujah, we gotta be holy every day. We gotta be sanctified every day. We gotta come out from among them and be separate. There's a difference between holiness and unholiness. There's a difference between sanctified and hallelujah and sanctified. Thank you, Jesus. There's a difference between hallelujah, living according to God's word and living to your own understanding. Now, what would you be doing when Jesus comes?
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, chapter, hallelujah, and the 51st verse says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead, good God Almighty, shall be raised incorruptible. Hallelujah. And we shall be changed. Well, thank you, Jesus. That's how quick it's going to come. You see a twinkle of your eye, you can't see it. Now, when you bash your eye, you can see it. But when you blink your eye, you can see it. But the twinkle of the eye is so fast, you can't see it. Ain't no machine that have been made can pick up the action of the twinkle of an eye. It's going to be so quick. That's why my wife just read, if you feared it, stay feared. If you're righteous, stay righteous. If you're a whoremonger, stay a whoremonger. If you're a whore, stay a whore. If you're a pimp daddy, stay a pimp daddy. If you're gambling, idolatry, abomination, you might as well stay there, because you ain't going to have no change to see. Red. Now, when you hear our voice, you can say, Lord, help me. Lord, forgive me. I shut now. I repent. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to turn it loose. Then go baptized in Jesus' name. Somebody said, well, why they put so much emphasis on Jesus' name baptism? That's the only way you can get your sin washed off of you.
Amen.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Help me, Luella. What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing.
Oh, precious blood that flows, that will wash me white as snow. Thank you, Jesus. No other help I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hashana, Ikana, all my people, I'm calling. All my people, I'm sending the storm. All my people, I'm sending the death angel loose on the earth. All my people, you have refused to obey my word. You have refused to obey my prophecy. You have refused to walk upright before me. You have refused to love one another as I command you. You have refused to study my word. All my people, you have become a stumbling block for the people. All my people, you have become a stumbling block in your own family. The way you carry yourself, the way you conduct yourself, the way you live in front of your family members, in front of your children. They don't want no parts of me, because they see how you playing with me, how you going through the motions. Oh, my people, it's time. Come on now. Come on in. I'm cutting them off. I'm destroying them. Shut tight now. What will you be doing when Jesus come? Hit it, girl. Hit it.
What will you be doing when Jesus come? Women, it's time to cover your head when you preaching or praying.
Amen.
You got to keep your... That's why I keep my head covered.
Tell
y'all never know when I'm going to be somewhere praying. Me and my husband, we always somewhere praying for people.
Amen.
What will you be doing when Jesus comes? Will you be preaching or be lying, talking about people
who's
not like you? And God is calling y'all to be holy, and you ain't holy. You look like a Jezebel. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is an awesome God.
Awesome.
Oh, taste and see that my God is a good God. I tell you, he's good every day. All you got to do, come on, live for him. That's not hard. That's the best thing happened when I got saved, started living for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's an awesome God.
Amen.
Ain't nobody do you like Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. What will you be doing when Jesus comes?
What you going to be doing? That's what you'll be doing. You're going to be talking and running your mouth or cutting somebody down. What will you be doing when Jesus comes? Will you be out there? Doing what God said out there. Doing what God said. Will you be out there witnessing to somebody? People don't witness like they used to find him on the store, on the corner, passing out tracks and talking about the Lord. You don't find that no more. They're so busy trying to do the world. That's why the Bible said, love not the world, neither the thing that in the world, in the man.